Wait.
Why must you always start it like that?
Because.
That's like my version of going, Sega. No,
please unwrap that.
Oh, that's good.
Look, I'm making noise too!
All right.
Cue the roll call!
We're live!
Kaiga!
Watching all the anime! Redcaster! Show Raven!
Equipment Wielder! Bluecaster! Yoshida's Azeal!
Loyal and Loud! Pinkcaster! Lightred!
Explorer from the Unknown! Yellowcaster! Autogar!
Broadcasting loud and opinionated perspectives across the internet!
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger!
On air!
Well, greetings, viewers, listeners. It's Yellowcaster.
Back together? And you're never going down to the hand of the Steven Universe joke?
No, it was my birthday yesterday! Yay!
The day before this recording.
Yay!
Anyway, it was my birthday this week, and...
You're now officially a man.
Did we get a birthday episode of Cast Ranger?
No. But I did go to Walmart, and I found new Power Ranger toys.
That is the best birthday
party. I got a shit ton of freaking...
Yeah, well, you get a shit ton of stuff every week.
It doesn't surprise us anymore. No, okay. Quick funny story, which is really funny. So, I was at work, like,
Thank God, this quick funny story is really funny.
No, I was at work the other day, and I was cleaning up, like, the dining room, because, like, I work as a dining room person at my job. And on one of the tables was an unopened $50 prepaid MasterCard. And I was just like, well, no one's around. Okay. So I took it. And so I was going to use it to buy a Tokon Boost figure. But I accidentally paid it with my Visa debit instead of the prepaid MasterCard, because I forgot to, like, fill in the information stuff. But I also... had a negative 93 on my PayPal balance from, like, stuff from before, some bullshit with them. And, yeah, so, like, kind of broke for the rest of the week, but that's okay.
Just like the great Apollo Z Hack says, remember, kids, collect responsively.
Yep.
Responsively?
Responsively.
Hashtag determination.
Collect and respond promptly.
I lisp.
Oh, God.
That I'm eating a brandy. But today we are talking about Kamen Rider Ghost episode 15 and Ninja episode 45.
Oh, one thing I wanted to point out that I haven't so far is since the episode break over the holidays, the numbers are like back in line with each other. So like 15 and 45, you know what I mean?
Yep.
That makes me happy.
That's going to be completely...
Until Ninja ends.
Yeah.
And then... Then again, I think we're all going to be happy when that happens.
Oh, big time.
Also, I have to say, the black T-Rex sword with the
Dino's
Grander arms, goddamn.
Pretty neat.
Looks
fucking
awesome.
Yeah,
which is funny because the first one to use Dino's Grander's power was Ian.
Yep.
And, like, so I like the black, like, I love the silver. It looks like chains. Speaking of chains! And that's where, like, we'll cut to the ghost.
Everybody.
That's actually good.
Sure.
You should put that on the album.
Put that in. So yeah, Gundari's flying around, but fuck the dragon. We gotta have a scene where everyone has takoyaki.
With this really, really creepy old lady I did not like.
It's
like, you guys can have it for free! Woo!
Creepy!
Like,
you call her creepy, I say she's a rapping grandma.
Oh, yeah, because you see her when they were kids, and she has, like, a backwards hat, and I'm just like, oh.
Rapping or fat? Fat grandma.
Rapping grandma.
Fat grandma.
Young lady! Bad grandpa too. Bad grandma.
They'd do it.
Yeah.
They would totally just dress him up in drag.
No, fuck that. Just get Betty White.
But,
get the 96-year-old Betty White.
But that won't work, because there isn't a single soul in this fucking country that wouldn't know who she was immediately.
Fair.
Hey, it's Betty White.
But,
oh my God, it's Betty fucking White!
The focus of this week's episode...
The movie.
The focus of this week's episode was the debut of the Houdini Damashii that Spectre uses.
It's pretty snazzy.
Yeah. It is kind of snazzy.
He poofed and confetti came out. Like that.
Also wrapped Makoto up in like chains, which is fucking awesome.
Yeah, so...
Where, again, it just reminded me of the episode of Kabuto after the Zector sword came out.
Perfect Zector?
Yeah, Kickhopper joined or teamed up with Kabuto. Then the next episode, I'm not going to help you again. I made sure, but he takes off his jacket and he's like completely chained. And then there's Punch Hopper right beside him. Yeah, I'm learning from teacher, and he's also chained. And it's like, okay, he does have a fair point.
You fucks.
It's like, oh, that's adorable.
So Makoto said something this episode that has me curious.
Question mark?
He said to Alan that he will live as a human, which makes me very even more curious about.
He's a spirit.
Maybe he's dead. Maybe he's part Ganma.
Maybe he's.
We don't know yet what happened to him in the ten years in the Ganma world.
He's lived there. I think it's more just a point of this is how he got by because quite obviously Javel's and everyone else there has been on a point of no, you work for us.
Yeah,
I just
probably just to survive and keep himself and his sister in one piece. He joined up with them, and now he's just saying no, fuck that.
Yeah,
I just really liked when Alan showed up, and then Karen's just like. And some, and I'm like, oh dear. No, okay. Yeah, I think it's Alan, but on the wiki page and everywhere else I've seen, it's spelled as Aaron. So A-R-A-N.
Yeah, I'm just going to accept that it's Aaron.
And then there's just Makoto.
Which I'm actually fine with.
Makoto and Aaron. Hey, I'm Grump. No, I'm not so Grump.
No. Also, it's so funny hearing Makoto just say, Houdini!
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 So yeah, I like how Canon, now that she's revived, is even more of a fucking liability because she gets immediately kidnapped.
Did she get kidnapped by Javel twice now? Because as an icon, she got captured too by like one of the gangs.
Yes!
Correct. Jesus Christ.
She is such a tool!
Literally, she's a plot device.
Well, isn't that canon?
Yep.
Shut up.
It's my birthday.
You know what I thought was cute and hilarious when like Ghost is fighting as Newton and then he like switches to Tokon Boost by using the magnetism in his one hand to like clink the icon out of his belt.
I did not see that because
yeah.
I watched like the first 10 minutes of it at work when I was on my my first break, and then I watched like the last 10 minutes when I was here, which was like a few hours ago.
But yes, I always kind of wondered about that. I'm like, with Newton Dimashi, how does he do things with the belt? And I guess that answers that. Although I would really love to see him use the magnetism to activate the Omega Drive while in Newton.
No, yeah. Can you imagine if he did like a spirit bomb thing? Ooh, just drawing all the energy of the bag.
Speaking of Aaron, I actually, this episode made me really enjoy him as a character because I just like how very, like, commanding he is. And he's like, no, we're gonna, like, because he knew Javel was gonna go off and do shit himself. And he's like, no. You were out of line the last time. You're gonna do what the fuck I say. If I tell you to fucking stop fighting, you're gonna stop fucking fighting.
The other thing about Javel that has me curious is. He was straight up killed, and then he came back, and he's like, oh, I'm glad you've summoned me again. So now we have to start wondering what the fuck Javel really is.
He's a ghost.
And I'm Javel. Remember,
they're all ghost people!
I guess.
Like, you can't kill them.
They're not...
We still don't know what exactly the Ganma are, and if they actually are dead, or if they just live in the other dimension.
Okay, I actually have a good explanation for this. So basically, I got this from a YouTube show that I watch for like years now, and they had a character that wasn't really human. It was like a ghost sort of thing. Basically, they described it as like, they're not really human, they're just matter, like just taking on like a form. So maybe the Ganma are just matter taking on like a form. They can't really be killed.
Sorry about that. I thought I turned that
And in. Then Ryoma came into the room and slaughtered us all. Except for Ichi. He got his autograph. And a selfie.
And I stole his belt.
And then you made out with him.
No.
With Kim watching.
Did you guys notice that Yurisen is starting to get really ticked off? I think that Yurisen's gonna, like, possibly abandon him sometime soon.
Durasen's getting pissed.
No, okay. He's getting pissed, or I think it's a girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, she's getting pissed off at the fact that he keeps yelling for her when she's literally right with him all the time. She doesn't just appear.
I came up with a joke. You see Urasen, the puppet, in a bucket.
In a bath.
It's a bath.
Yeah, but it's a bucket.
She's sitting there taking a bath, and she's just like, come on, I'm in the bathroom.
Please don't look at me! Yeah!
He walks over the table, yeah! Disappears. And I'm just like, God, that was weird hearing that from that voice, but there sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that supposed to be?
It's from Wagon.
Yeah.
Sure, it didn't have the spunk. The Harley Quinn Suicide Squad. Yeah. There's no spunk.
No,
to it.
Just Sal hates when I do that.
No, it's Berker Herbert Derbs. So apparently Makoto's bike is alive.
Yeah, Makoto's bike was the fucking Houdini Parker ghost.
That's actually kind of...
That kind of fucks with the rules.
Actually...
I like the bike trying to run him down.
To quote Easy Rider, so toy sales will go through the roof.
Sure. Well, I was already planning on buying the Houdini icon and the machine hoodie, because I have a Ghost Chain Spectre figure.
Machine hoodie? I still can't get over that name.
Well, it makes sense.
I get it, but still, it's funny.
Okay, it's the Houdini hoodie.
Houdini!
That's the joke.
Oh my Houdini! God.
A hoodie! Someone
needs to repaint it, make it brown.
What?
For Jawa?
Yeah.
Fuck off.
God damn it! No!
No, even I'm a Star Wars fan, I think that's stupid.
You know what?
No, nothing.
Exactly.
I love how Houdini's Omega Drive came complete with a fucking drum roll.
Nari finally met Urasen for the first time, apparently, when Akari clearly knew she was a thing.
And Descending.
Yeah, no, it was just that moment.
You met everyone today.
No, Akari, you've seen both of them a couple of times at this point. It's just the first time. Onari's been around.
Yeah.
And even Urasen's just like, wait, seriously? All this time you're just now meeting me? Really?
I was kind of like, I hate that Onari kind of cock-blocked, because like when he was like, oh, I'm speaking to Goemon, I actually believed it. I was like, really? Like, he's being talks with Goemon?
I knew
like,
he was bullshitting.
He's like, no, and he's like, no, I was just kidding. I'm like, fuck you!
I knew he was bullshitting.
But no, Onari was still fucking hilarious in the show.
There's
a dragon! There's a dragon!
I kind of feel bad for him because he, like, met Sinin for the first time and then Takeru immediately shoved him out of the scene. And I'm like, dude, the guy wants to meet him!
No, and fucking, I hate when he keeps doing the stupid costumes.
Yeah.
The only one I've ever liked of his is the Beethoven one.
Wait.
I don't think anything has gotten quite as bad as Horsecock!
His Sage's costumes, he shows up in randomly.
I find that cute.
No, it's stupid.
Yeah.
Did you find the Horsecock cute?
Just every time he comes on screen and he just doesn't explain anything, I'm like, who are you? What the fuck is your deal? Why are you keep trolling us like this?
Cue the Doctor Who theme.
No, this is exactly like... It's like DJ Sagara, but on a more trollsy level.
Yeah.
Like, he kind of hints at what he is, but not fully, and he's just like, oh, you'll have to find out. Yep. So,
Lane, you mean he's one of those writer characters that we never really get a proper explanation for most times?
Hashtag
who just shows up and troll. Yeah, that.
Narutaki.
Hashtag Narutaki.
Yeah, Narutaki being the
hashtag
biggest one.
Hashtag DJ Sagara.
Still don't know who the fuck he is or what's his deal.
Ina from Oz.
Yeah. You mean that it's one of those characters that we're never going to get an explanation for ever, despite the fact that they obviously have something fucked going on?
Sage will figure out who the fuck he is.
There wasn't much going on with him, though.
Oh. No. The villain, like the final villain from Deno.
Okay.
He just comes out of nowhere.
And is a creepy fucker the whole show.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, it's like, do you even have a purpose? No. Are you even here? No.
Guys, I got it.
No, you don't. You're not holding
anything. No. Hear me out. So you know how, like, Makoto, he has a ghost driver somehow, right?
Uh-huh.
You know how Sage kind of just, like, poofed one out of nowhere on a
tower?
It seems right now that Adele is kind of in control of the Gamma World. What if Sage is their father?
That might actually be a thing.
And Adele decided, oh, you're too goody-goody or something, casts him out.
Adele overthrew his father, took over the Gamma World, and Sage is their dad trying to regain control.
Exactly!
Oh, God.
Sage is their fucking father!
I couldn't believe that.
Guys, we came up with this idea like a few weeks ago about who Sage was, and for some odd reason we keep coming back to it. And we always come back with that answer.
No, we've never done that. This is the first time I've ever said this
idea. Maybe you thought about it, but I don't think we've talked about it. Did you have a different idea?
He is the finished shuriken.
No, Yoshitaka is.
I hate you. Just saying.
Yeah, well, guess what? I'm taking myself.
Anyways, you know what? I'm calling it right now. That's what it is. Sage is Alan and Adele's fucking father.
We'll see.
At first, I was like, yeah, right. But then I fought back. You guys. Oh, yeah, Chasers Pro Drive. No way. Actually happened.
Fuck.
I'm so glad. So
Houdini is cool.
I like it.
I like it, too.
The spiral kick, man.
That was great.
No, I like that the hoverboard thingy.
I look forward to it being a rare occurrence because it's the fucking CG battle of the show.
It's got a Kiriba.
Yeah.
No, yeah. I like, though, that the Houdini, like, the hover thing, like, chains the fucking Gabelle.
Yeah,
and
it has, like,
just
the glowing bits on the wheels.
So
yeah,
it's a combination of Gatak's hovercraft from Kabuto with Kiva's beam.
Right. Gatak's extender.
Right, he had that.
And wake up!
I keep forgetting.
We're not going to do this very often, so we'll appreciate it while it's here.
Yeah.
No, you know which O's kick it was like? Shota's, where he used the Nagi arms to grab him.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know what? That, again, what Evan was just talking about with the spiral, like the CGI stuff. Like, enjoy it while it lasts. Just like all the auxiliary Zords in, you know, Super Sentai nowadays.
So, we finally get to see Houdini's icon in the actual eye catch. And next week, we get the Necrom debut, as well as Takeru talking to more souls, because, we also should mention that he talked to Musashi.
Very, very briefly at the end of the episode.
Continue playing with me. Okay.
So apparently inside all of the icons is just every soul's, like, ideal resting place.
Yeah, next week, fucking Robin Hood's is a force, and I'm like, I fucking knew it. Fucking knew it.
Yeah, but you and I were talking about, like, what the other souls,
yes,
like, inside the icons would be.
Oh, no, I'm stretching, I'm just...
Oh.
But thanks for actually mentioning me. But, no, one thing
now
I was
you mention it!
Yeah, now that you mention it, the icons are like Pokeballs.
Yeah. No, that's, it kind of fits in with, like, the fan theory that inside a Pokeball is, like, a Pokemon's personal paradise, like that Robot Chicken sketch.
Oh, my God, I wonder what's going on. just Pikachu.
So what, Snorlax is just like a giant open field where you can just sleep?
Yeah.
Yes.
But no, like,
no, it's a giant bed.
But no, like, we were thinking about
giant,
like,
Snorlax size bed.
You and I were talking about, like, what the other icons would be like inside. You were saying that, like, Edison would be a lab, and Nobunaga's would be like the throne of a castle with a bunch of guns on a rack.
Yeah. Tutankhamun's would be a tomb.
No,
the pyramid.
No, it would be the National History Museum. No, it would be the wrong, because they had the
wrong. They had the
I swear to God, if they do Nobunaga's, and it is literally the inside of a castle that is on fire, I will laugh my ass off.
Just like Dante's actor in that movie? In the Bujingai movie?
Yeah.
Oh, there's another character we never actually learned a whole lot about. Bujingai.
That's because
fuck
he was a
guy. And he was horrible.
He was a terrible villain movie writer.
Such
faker. We didn't need to know about him. He just dies.
But we all liked his design, right?
He was cool. Just
okay,
didn't like that he bloomed out of a flower.
Okay, here's the thing. We'll talk about this quick. Bujingai was cool because he was not orange. That was it. His second form, re-merged with the tree, was cool, but it reminded me a lot of Maha from Dot Hack.
So ninjas.
Ninjas.
Yes, ninjas.
Actually, ninjas. Before we go to ninjas, one thing about the preview where we hear Robin the Damashii speak or the Parker Ghost speak, it sounds to me, and I think other people may agree, that the voice of the Robin Damashii might be Chris Pepler, aka the voice of Krim Steinbelt.
Oh,
that'd be awesome if it was. It
okay.
May not be, but it sounds like it. So.
Start your icon.
God.
Start your forest.
Ghost. Type Robin Hood.
Robin Hood. Alright, fucking...
Now ninjas.
Now we can do ninjas.
Now jizz. Shuriken Sentai!
Alright, so the ninja redeemed itself.
Well, yeah, there's only three episodes left. I should fucking hope the show gets good by now.
Pretty sucky lately.
No, they kind of redeemed. But now
I enjoyed this episode.
Oh, no, this episode. This is the best episode of the ninja so far.
No,
like,
it's not.
Yes, it is. No. Do you know why? Because Takahara wasn't like a fucking idiot the entire episode.
I've seen better episodes than the ninja, but. One thing I was going to. Actually. There's one thing that kind of bugs me, though. Why did they bring back Gabi?
So he could fight?
Yeah, but he has
strength in numbers.
They powered him up.
Yeah, strength
in
numbers.
That's why he has red hair now.
Yeah, but there's kind of, like, no point, though.
Strength in numbers. They have a complete force so they can take over the world.
Also, maybe they like him?
Yeah.
Just Masakage is just like, you know what?
Screw you guys. He had his turn.
I miss him.
I don't. Not after finding out that he was actually tiny. If that shit didn't happen,
sorry,
I would be interested.
Mongets? The head. That's the problem. He hasn't been in the show, and I don't even remember his name.
Are you talking about Mongetsu?
Yeah.
Fuck him. I never liked him.
I loved Mongetsu!
I was actually talking to
his
my
trickery
friends.
Was cool, but I hated his design. No.
He is the reason why I started to not like the ninja. They added that plot point in and then got rid of it. It could have easily been rewritten.
He was in the show
without him.
He was in the show for the purpose of reviving Gengetsu.
They could have easily rewritten it, though.
Sure, but they didn't. So this is what we're at. Deal with it.
But the reason why I think this is one of the best episodes, like, at least for me, it's one of the best episodes of the ninja, is I teared up. Like, there are a lot of moments where I, like, actually got tears in my eyes because I thought it was so, like...
You were crying.
Not crying! I said teared up. There's a difference between tearing up and crying.
You were crying.
Fuck you.
Over people in spandex trying to be ninjas.
Okay.
Gar, have
you try to say that
have you been on this podcast before?
Yes, and I see you bawl your eyes out over a cyborg.
Hey, Chase's death was very awesome.
Ichi's
you get the fuck out.
Yeah, you get the fuck out. Anyway,
don't actually.
You mean to tell me that you didn't go, oh, that's so awesome and sweet when fucking Somogi got his mentality back?
No,
and Takahara was like, go for it! Go on! Get your powers back!
No, I was just literally... And... Cut to next scene.
No, and
okay,
then...
Okay, yeah, let's talk about that. I'm so glad they actually did it!
Yeah!
I called it right from the beginning that Daddy Ninja was gonna come back, and he did in an amazing way. I got flashbacks to Magiranger watching the family Henshin.
And also the fact that Yoshitaka was like... Wait, Somogi, you're here, which means, I got, whatever.
Somogi.
You got your power and mentality back. Yeah, that's right. And he just, like...
Here, I've had this Ichibanto ready for you all along in case...
No, but even before that, he looks at him, kind of smiles a bit, and, like, acknowledges, I'm proud of you. And I'm just like, yes! Fucking yes!
But again, there's just one problem that kind of bugs me still.
Mm-hmm.
What about the other siblings?
What about them?
They moved on with their lives.
Yeah, but wouldn't it have been cool if, like,
our team was, you mean, like, Yakumo and Nagi and Kasumi's parents?
Yes. Could you imagine, like, the ninja on the ground, and you see Takaharu's dad. It's like, what are you doing here? We're here to help.
Just
right?
like
all of them come up.
Yeah, like, just like versions of blue, pink, and yellow ninja, but with the gray sash that Somogi has.
Yeah.
That'd be cool, actually.
Also, the roll call was fucking amazing.
Yeah, I like it. They did it backwards just so they could introduce the two new
Akinators. The blazing sun, the blistering wind, the scorching sun, all flips.
Yeah, that was...
Akininjas!
That was great that Samuji's, like, motif was based off wind, because back in that episode where he tried to use ninjutsu, his one favorite jutsu was Tatsumaki no Jutsu, the whirlwind.
Yeah, I think that is his specialty, like, the wind.
Yeah, powers. His power... He has wind-themed powers, which is great.
Also,
and fucking, yeah,
it was so hilarious seeing QAmon just have such a fit.
Yeah,
he's just like, I'm fucking done with all of you. Ugh! Go to the roof.
I'm gonna go see Taco.
Even Gabi's just like, no, we're going. No, I get to view. No, we're going. We'll see you later.
Do you guys notice that apparently the Yokai Hammer and Forbidden Shuriken were stuff that Yoshitaka apparently had all along from that flashback?
Yeah, he's like, what do you do with a Forbidden Shuriken?
Well, then again, he always had the hammer.
Yeah, like Kenma stole it in episode one.
Yeah,
oh,
in the first episode, he
okay,
took it.
Also, fucking Star Ninja turning into a fucking shuriken and
yeah,
that was awesome.
That was some weird loophole bullshit. You're like Ninpo is sealed. No. Okay, so I'll become a Ninpo.
No, it's like it's Akahara. Yeah, remember Soul Eater? Yeah, we only watched like 5 episodes. Why?
Yoink. I liked it though.
Okay,
and also I loved seeing that the ninjas like figured out. Oh my god. We don't have to be the last, become the last ninja the way Grandpa wants us to be. We can find out how to be the last ninja on our own. And I'm like, ding, 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 ding.
Well,
we have a winner.
Point.
Yeah, okay.
Be individuals.
Congratulations. 2 episodes.
All 6
before.
Of you. Be individuals.
Be individually the last ninja.
That's
all of you.
We'll all be the last ninja. They'll destruct their swords. Where are you going? Oh, we're all going to go do our own thing. Like we did in episode one.
That would be so funny if they do a final roll call in the last episode where it's just like, last the ninja, Ichigo! Last the ninja, Nigo!
One other thing from earlier in the episode I wanted to point out. How awesome was it when Gekiyatsu Daio started flying after channeling Palamara's power?
Gabi's like, the fuck?
It flies? Since when?
Shit!
When every little kid was like,
I kind of wonder if that's a straight up reference to Dumbo because they channeled an elephant and started flying.
With ear
elephant.
Wings.
Yes.
Right? Elephant.
Sure.
Shut up.
Only you and your sister get that reference.
It's a funny
also, story. Can we point out the fact that the ninjas finally used a combiner weapon blast? Blaster slash eruption?
Oh,
how
mean,
cool was that?
I didn't like that they were just like, swords together, blast, bleh.
You mean like what every 70s?
Although
like
no. But all of them like channeled their energy into the Ninja Star Guitar and it shot out the blast.
Yeah, yeah. I know. It's
which
still.
It reminded me of a classic Sentai where like they would like all put their weapons
yeah,
together. Be like,
I love it.
Fire.
Yeah, I love it.
But no, this episode like literally showed like
ninjas just and they
great,
could have had
great character development, great action, great storytelling.
I
like,
still bring up.
We
two episodes.
We pointed out how Tsumuji is technically Kinji's senpai.
It's
and
like,
no.
You Ishitaka family! And there's just Kinji, like...
Igasaki.
Oh, yeah. You Igasaki family! And then there's just Kinji, like...
No, but it was awesome just seeing Takahiro, like, looking so happy and, like, proud of his dad that, he, like, he got his mentality back.
Yeah,
and I
was
just
great.
Like, I was like, oh,
I'm just so glad
God.
The show is actually did it.
Yeah, like
I'm kind of sad that they are just like carbon copies of Aka Ninja, but I guess it makes sense because they are father, grandfather, and son.
Yeah.
Also,
yeah, but the little sister gets white.
Yeah,
just cause.
Even though it didn't work,
very, very, very light red.
Even though it didn't work on Gangetsu, whatever. All those fucking Ninpos and
oh,
fucking
oh, yeah, did you notice
Yoshitaka
one of Yoshitaka's jutsus was Furin Kazan?
I heard. And I was like, damn it.
Was that like the giant explodey one?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Like, you do know what that actually means, right?
Yeah, the four elements.
Yeah, like elemental.
Elemental Wrath is how they translate
what
it.
It's also the name of Bang's power-up move from Blastoise.
Furin Kazan!
One of the fights I actually enjoyed in the episode was them fighting QAmon. Like, QAmon was really agile in this episode.
They
straight up,
like,
actually
hopping,
fought.
Running, jumping. It's like, holy shit.
But yeah,
no, Karofi was amazing.
I thoroughly enjoyed the CGI fight between Yoshitaka and Gengetsu. They just dumped buttloads of effect budget into that
and
episode.
And Q-Star Wars. Dun,
dun, yeah, no, it was... Dun. This episode was great. I kind of was like, I was so excited because I was so hyped for the roll call. I was like, oh my god, they're gonna fucking fight! Epic fight! Just cuts the ending theme. No!
Yeah.
I was so like, no!
They pulled a
motherfuckers!
No, they pulled a Shinkenger.
That's how you get hyped for next week.
Oh, I can't wait to see this battle. It's going to be fucking kick ass.
And only lasts
or
for
not.
It could only last for 2 minutes.
Who knows?
Or they all get dummied and Kyuemon steals Last Ninja's.
Yeah, you know Yoshitaka's going to fucking die next episode.
Apparently something like that happens because next week we get Kyuemon's final form.
Also, AKA Makai Knight.
In the preview I saw that I think Shurikenji was being piloted by four Nagi clones and a Fuka.
Yeah.
So I was like, alright!
Here's the thing. One of those Nagi clones is worth 5 Fukas, so...
Nagi's the best out of all of them! Yeah.
Oh, the other thing I wanted to point out is
that... I didn't think I was going to like Nagi as much as I do by the end of the series, but yeah.
Oh, Nagi's the best.
The other thing I wanted to point out is, I believe it was Anthony who mentioned previously that his guess was that Yoshitaka was going to morph through sheer mentality, which
he did.
And
that was exactly what happened.
And it was cool.
You can do that the whole time?
The ninja said, you know what, we'll never be as powerful or even be more powerful as our grandfather. And it's like,
They said they were going to go beyond him by creating their own style.
Yeah, but they said they couldn't be him.
They're never going to hold the title of Last Ninja because it's too restrictive.
Mm-hmm.
Because they'd have to kill him.
All those damn rules. That's we don't want to kill you.
Screw the rules, I have mentality.
Yeah, it's kill Nagi. No, Kenji just kills Grandpa.
I was going to make that joke, but I'm that's too dark.
It's just,
damn. I'm not related. Fuck it. Bam!
Yeah, also Kenji got a lot of...
And then he turns back into the wolf and... And then you just see, all of Japan on fire, and you see Kenji just as a werewolf.
Just for some reason playing the Todoroki song on his guitar.
I hope not.
Oh, should we get to our featured topic about, protect the planet?
Yes.
Featured topic.
So, because I totally promised it would happen in January, this is January.
And
so
what?
We talked about Kamen Rider J.
Kamen Rider J.
And I gotta say, overall, I liked it. Thank God, 2 out of 3 out of the movies were good.
You didn't like Zeta?
No, Zeto I liked. It was Shin that was shit.
Okay, no. Okay, I'm going to explain this right now. All 3 90s Kamen Rider movies all had something unique had something that made them unique. Shin
had a mutant baby.
Okay. Shin was for its special effects. Zeto was for its awesome villain that fucking
Doras?
Yeah.
Who is
Jay had great action and shots. Really good shots.
Even Paul Greencaster poked his head in here while we're watching and is like, wow, this is really well shot.
But, yeah, you guys literally just watched it before we record the podcast. And
as we do.
And then there's this mean Raven. We're just like, yeah, we saw it.
We saw this a while back.
I actually have a funny little story. I was downstairs. I was ready to head to bed. And I just see... Evan, downstairs.
I'm sitting downstairs. Greencaster's passed out on the table.
He's watching Jay. I'm like, oh, he's watching Kamen Rider J. I'm like, he's literally right at the beginning of it. Fuck it, I'll sit down with him and I'll watch it.
Yeah.
And
so the two of us have seen it together rather recently.
Yeah, but no, this was like a month after I moved in.
Yeah.
But basically, that's how me and Evan's friendship kind of grown, because we spent that whole night just chit-chatting.
You did it the wrong way. It's
You guys do know who that was, right?
Nope.
Tyler Ranger! Geki!
Oh, that was Geki?
That's Red Ranger from Zero Ranger.
Oh!
Tyler Bakla!
Does that explain why his acting was shit?
Hey! Nisa! Okay, yeah, I'm never mind.
Yeah, the movie had great shots, interesting monsters, and good action, but wow, the main actor's acting was terrible.
Hey.
But I guess it explains why he looked familiar.
Yeah. I'm sad that his character's name wasn't, didn't start with a J.
It started with a K, which was close.
Yeah.
KKK.
No. Why?
Because that's what I do sometimes with my text messages. I'll send like 3K.
Don't like, ever to anyone!
One of my friends.
No!
And my friend Travon, who is, you know, not Caucasian, he's like, what? I'm like.
So, I don't know what group subbed the version that Layden and I watched.
Midnight Crew subs are the only people who have subbed it.
Well, apparently they're not that great because at some points when Kana would say Oni-chan, they would translate it as Mister. Yeah. And I'm like, that's not what that says.
Okay,
so then we discovered the title of this week's episode, Mr. J.
Yep.
But yeah, no. Well, Nissan could, like, it could mean anything. Over time, when someone says Nissan, they refer to it as the person's name. Nissan could represent, like, sibling. Nissan could represent, you know, like, just an adult figure.
Mm. I will admit that I've heard One-san just used to reference older ladies.
It is kind of just a thing in Japanese culture where
a child will refer
to an older person as Oni-san or One-san as just a common courtesy greeting.
See, we know Japanese. And things.
Yeah, but only to a certain extent, because once you start getting to somebody who's in their late 20s, early 30s, you start using a different one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be Oji-san and Oba-san.
Which people don't like Oja? In some cases.
What about Oja-san? Oh, I'm so vexed.
Anyways, we were introduced to the villains. The fog. Ooh.
You mean, you know, like the aliens from Pacific Rim?
Sure.
Who want to pollute the Okay, I find it so cute. They want to pollute the planet and take over. And their big giant base is a walking, like, hermit crab.
Also, they apparently were the one who destroyed the dinosaurs.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
All these creatures, like, going on, jumping on the dinosaurs, fucking ripping them to shreds, and I'm just
that was
like,
horrifying.
Oh.
Who wiped out the dinosaurs?
Me. it's just Fry in the info dome. What killed the dinosaurs? Me. But yeah, that was fucking creepy, and the villains in general were just creepy and yet well designed.
Yeah.
Oh. Actually, no, Evan, you know, I just remembered. We lucked out the cast at Kamen Rider J. Besides from Ranger Geki, he has a partner, you know, the little tiny grasshopper thing.
You mean Barry the grasshopper?
Yeah, you know who, you know what that, you know what else she does?
Mm-hmm.
Squirtle.
Squirtle?
Yeah.
The voice of Squirtle was Barry the grasshopper.
Yes.
Oh, my.
Oh!
Also, actually, when we looked this up, yeah, it's the voice of Squirtle. This is somebody who does a fuck ton of, like, the Pokemon voices.
Oh, in Pokemon. That makes sense.
So, this person, not just Squirtle, but, like, 500,000 other things.
Well, from the original.
Yeah, from the original, anyway.
But, yeah, the fucking grasshopper mascot's name is Barry.
So, Zeto had a grasshopper thing.
What was his name? I don't remember.
It didn't have a name. It was
exactly! Because it's a fucking grasshopper!
Hey, it could be worse. You could have people stuck to the ground because they're tree... Oh, wait.
Anyways, so... Well, we'll get to that in a second. So, apparently, Fogg's goal is to, yes, like, destroy the planet or whatever
of
like
course.
That. But apparently they're, like, trying to revive Mother Fogg or something to her, like, truest form or some shit.
Fogg Mother.
Final form.
I don't know. I saw whatever. So they need a sacrifice. So they like look around and then they see Jay's sister, and it's like, oh, she's perfect. Let's go capture her and kill him.
What kind of criteria did you need? It looked like all you were gonna do was just feed her to some of the fucking bottom feeders from Ursula's cave.
Ha hoo wah hee ha ho 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 ha hoo wah hee ha.
Anyways,
I don't get it.
Finding Nemo.
So Jay.
Get the fuck out.
Jay
get the
falls off fuck a Jay falls off a cliff and dies.
After getting punched hard in the gut.
Yeah, punched really hard by Agito.
Yeah, the three generals. Their names were, like, okay, I don't know if which one it was,
Garel.
But the first dude's name was translated as Gain the first time, but then it was, like, Garai the second time.
Yeah, Garai, Agito.
That was
the
tall
Zoo.
Dude. The old man was named Agito, and the woman was Zu.
Hey, it's better than one.
They were creepy in the opening bits of the movie, but I actually really liked them as the movie went on. Particularly their monster forms were really, really interesting. far and above the coolest monster design was Agito's, because he basically became a fucking mutant version of Dinobot with a Styracosaurus fucking head horns on top of him.
He was like
it was amazingly detailed!
And the Fink, the one that gets reused for all the crossover films, is the one at the end.
Oh, okay.
The fencing.
What's really funny was... is that, like, Agito's monster form was kind of like a crocodile-like thing. Yeah. So when Jay's fighting it, he's literally, like,
wrestling it. Like a crocodile.
I guarantee.
But yeah, so Jay dies, and he gets revived and turned into Kamen Rider Jay by the...
the Gaia.
The Groundlings?
The Groundlings, that's what they were.
Basically, they're Gaia...
They were literally rooted to where they were standing.
Yeah, Jay, they're explaining to Jay, like, what he has, because he has Jay power.
And he actually asks a question that not a lot of protagonists do. If you've got all this power, why don't you do something about it? Immediate pan down, we're rooted to the ground.
Yeah, we can't go out in the sunlight.
Okay,
that makes sense.
Then I'll go do it for you. So
fucking mole people trees.
Yeah, so then Jay encounters Agito, he starts fighting him, and I honestly...
For the title, just mole people.
Mr. No. Jay and the Mole Trees.
Yes. There you go. But I really liked the area that the Agito and Jay were fighting in. It was kind of like this closed, like, little shallow creek, like thing, and it was a place.
It was perfect
really
to fight a crocodile.
Yeah, it was fucking awesome, and God, it kicked its ass.
And he like punched its eye out, and it got all like gooey and shit.
What do you guys think of Jay's design?
I don't like the suit, but I like the helmet. I like that he kept getting battle damage. That was cool. But what's fucking stupid and fucking Toei for being Toei, literally, Jay's henshin device is...
the buckle.
A buckle on a regular fucking belt.
Which, it was a cheap... budget movie, what do you expect?
No, but still, like, it's mind-boggling.
You guys gotta remember, this wasn't another attempt to revive the Kamen Rider franchise. It was just like, hey, yeah. Do we have more money for another sequel?
It makes you wonder, it makes you wonder, like, if they did revive Kamen Rider in the 90s, I would have loved to see all the different kinds of, like, riders they would have had for shows.
Oh, Ishii and Mori was just kept making bugs, and they died.
And they were like, let's do nut bugs, and it's like, alright.
No, we'll wait
till the 35th anniversary of the show to do more bugs. Anyways... so Jay kicks Agito's ass, and then, like, Fog Mother's just like, oh, poor Agito. Zoo, go avenge him. She's like,
And then there's this really unsettling scene where she appears to him as, like, this woman, like, naked but wrapped up in, like, red cloth and, like...
trying to, like, seduce him, I guess.
And then just turns into this fucking giant bug woman.
Yeah, because when we were watching it, I was just like, hey, she's either going to be a spider... a bat, or like a bird, or something that flies.
Thinking a bird because her name was Zoo, and I've seen bird enemies named Zoo in RPGs.
Mm-hmm. Zoolander. She's from. She's Zoolander for.
Zool.
Sure.
But
her fight was pretty interesting too. She like shot needle in his arm and like carried him through the sky a bunch. That was cool.
Also, this movie had really awesome, like, use of fog, which I love.
Oh, yeah, when, like, Garai or Gain, whatever the fuck his name was, transformed into his monster form, he was, like, enveloped in the fog.
And then the fog dissipated.
And when Zoo was, like, dead, she was, like, swallowed up by the fog. This movie made really, really good use of its themes.
What do you guys think of Jay's bike?
I liked it.
I liked his bike, like, untransformed and transformed.
No, I like how his bike evolved by digivolving, by spinning around in place.
Digimon.
And then the eyes glowed. Fuck. I'm tired.
They grew. But yeah, his bike digivolved. That was cool.
I gotta say, I wasn't a big fan of, like, the fog base. It was kind of stupid looking.
Okay. Yeah, but you...
Drill cocks and, like, a laser tube and...
It had one tiny drill penis that was, like, low enough to be where a penis would be, but, like, off to one side. And then it literally had a fucking machine gun breast. And then it had, like, the horns that, like, came down and became grabby claws that, like, also delivered electroshocks. I gotta say, like, despite how stupid every individual part of the fog base was, for lack of a better term, overall, I thought it was a pretty interesting idea.
Yeah.
I feel like they could have designed some of the individual weapons on it better, but I really like the idea of this mobile fortress, because it was a fucking airship at the start of the movie, and then it became a tank with, like, treads, and it was rolling along and blowing shit up, and I'm like, this thing is awesome! It's a fucking mobile destruction base!
But we all have to agree, the final battle with, like, not the final battle, sorry, like, the
battle with the dude in the base?
Yeah, it was just so slow.
It was kind of slow, cool. But I felt like it was appropriately dramatic.
It was, like, first fight, holy shit, second fight, damn, third fight.
We couldn't figure out what the fuck Garai's monster form was supposed to be. It looked like
part cobra, part cat
or something like that.
It's supposed to be, hey, what's that over there?
It's your answer to this question.
I like, because Garai had, like, the staff that he, like, implanted in the ground that was, like, controlling,
it had this stick. He had this stick. He kept twirling it around.
No. And then, at some point, Jay, like, he's like, huh, picks up the staff, impales the fucking dude. And you just see the look on his face, like, he is, like, the monster's face is like, oh, shit! Dick move, man!
Yeah, you actually got to see, like, detailed animations of the eyes and mouth on this monster form. It was really great.
But no, I think it's time that we can finally talk about it. The one thing that Jay's remembered for...
Barry's death! No! poor Barry!
Don't worry, he's fine.
But no, before we get to that, you want to talk about... The little trap that he gets caught in,
he gets trapped in, like, this fucking meaty thing that looks like a vagina. It's the inside of a vagina, tighter and tighter on him, and I'm just like,
and it like contracts on him, and then there are tentacles inside it, Gar's actual vaginas.
What's wrong, Gar? What is it? Please enlighten us.
Lane the virgin knows what a vagina looks like.
I'm not a virgin.
Okay, never mind. Yeah. Apparently that happened.
Also,
in like
porn
10
is a thing, just so you know.
What's porn?
Anyways, we'll talk later.
We'll tell you when you're older.
I'm 19.
No, we'll tell you when you're older.
You're a man child. Now you can actually drink. Okay, anyways, yes. So Jay gets trapped in the vagina, and then for some reason his sister and the groundlings are all like, alright, you need to be big now. Alright, I'm big now.
And I love how he completely does not vocally react to being turned into a giant.
No, he barely talks. The two words you get out of him after he transforms is Rider Kick, and that's it. He doesn't talk throughout the entire fight.
And I think, the only reason why they made him a giant. Hey guys, isn't Ultraman coming back? Yeah, that's a big thing now.
Yeah, as soon as he turned big and just really put a fighting pose,
Is that really why they did it? Ultraman
was really popular in the 90s.
No, yeah, that's why, like, when Jay, like, just, he grew giant and then he just struck a fighting pose, I just went, yeah! Or as Paul responded when he came in, oh!
Yeah.
There you go. But yeah, the fight with Jay, like, in big form fighting the fog base, that was awesome. Like,
he literally tore that fucking
thing apart.
He got up in its face and, like,
Rider chopped its tentacles and then just, like,
ripped off its corn claws.
Rider punched it.
Kicked it right in the tit.
Yeah, and then literally just, we're like, me and each here just on the edge of our seats, and we're just like, alright, he's gonna do it. Starts jumping up in the air, and we're just like, oh, fucking yeah! Fucking Rider kicks.
Right into its fucking face!
No, but before that, it's like coming down, and it's like a, kind of like a meteor effect or whatever like that.
Yeah.
And like, the thing's like, razor blades! Saw blades!
Its eye literally opens up and it shoots like four razor blades that were just chilling. no. inside its head.
Yep.
All right, this
thing is amazing.
I actually went back to my Facebook page where we all did the Kamen Rider Gelider thing back yeah. in 2000.
Kamen Gelider.
Your favorite Rider Kick is Jay's?
Yeah, and this is what I had to say about it. What's better than getting boot by a man dressed as a bug? Make it bigger.
Yeah, essentially. I've got to say, I'm so glad we watched this. I finally got to see the legendary giant Kamen Rider
action. Oh, but we're not done yet. So then, after he kicks this fucking shit out of his base, he gets summoned back into the base as it's exploding, and Fogmother's like, no, I'm not done with you yet. If you're going down, I'm taking you fucking with me. And then, like, you see all this giant explosion happen, but then you just see Jay, like, horribly CGI'd, just going, flying out.
Yep.
Actually, no. Yeah, Jay jumps into the atmosphere in Rider
King. Oh! I forgot the most important thing about this fight. Also, what he does is he punches a hole into the base, grabs his sister, and then fucking the base launches him into a building, still holding her in his hand.
And while he's, like, falling through the building, you can clearly see both his hands open behind him.
Yeah, and then he rolls, and then he
rolls, and then she rolls, and she's fine. Yeah, and
then lets her go out of his hand or whatever. She's fine. No, she would have died from the speed and force of him getting hit. Like, that would have killed her instantly.
We could say that she's got some sort of, like, protection because she was part of the demon. I don't know.
I'm too tired to fucking rationalize this shit anymore. The animals and everything get revived. And they stay in the mountain area that looks like nothing happened to it, even though clearly some major shit went down in that fucking area.
Cue Comrade Jay's theme song.
Yep, which was really neat.
I liked it.
Yeah, the music in this movie was really good, too.
Yeah. Although, one thing about the music I wanted to comment, like, when Jay first turns giant, there is no music.
Yeah.
And I actually really loved how dramatic that scene was.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's just...
Yeah, it's... Yeah, there's like a shot where like there's a, like, I a just overpass. There's like an overpass with cars, and you just see Jay's head like poking out the top of
it. Oh, yeah, that was great. I was like,
that's cool.
But yeah, I just imagine like that scene where he's just turned giant. There's no music. He's standing in front of the base, and I'm just like, well, I guess this is happening.
No, just like, yes, see Fogmother inside.
What the fuck?
No, just. We're fucked.
I couldn't beat you in normal size. I won't be able to beat you in big size.
Guess what? We're still not done. There's still one more 90s film.
It's true, there is.
Oh, no.
I mentioned this as well to Itchy the other day.
The Kamen Rider Zeto and J crossover.
Kamen Rider World.
Which is only 10 minutes.
Which is 10 minutes long, so it's not really a tough watch, but...
Okay. Okay. Well, we'll see if we can fit that in. We may be doing something special next week.
Overall, this movie was interesting.
You know what the one thing that kind of pissed me off about J, though?
What?
Just... You know how in every single appearance of his since his actual movie,
it's just,
he's always just the giant rider, the guy who's fucking huge.
In the O's 40th anniversary film, he was their normal size.
He was? Okay, I didn't even see that one. But, like, almost every time he shows up, he's fucking huge.
I know, and even in All Riders vs. Die Shocker, he wasn't in, like, the lineup, and then Yen just shows up with them, hey, by the way, I brought Jay along, and I'm like...
Alright,
you know what? The one thing that pisses me off about all this, it's become like his thing. It's like he's well known for... Yeah. He barely shows up small anymore.
Mm-hmm.
He did it for 5 fucking minutes in his own movie.
Where's my figure? Once.
One time.
No, it's the last.
I would still call that significant enough. That battle was fucking awesome!
Like, yeah.
Like, yeah, that's my complaint. Like, Tamashii Nations... has every single show writer except for Jay.
You know what? I have the answer.
It pisses me off.
It's like,
you know what would be funny? I don't know if this exists or not, but someone needs to release a SH Figure Arts Jay, the giant form, to scale.
No. If it was Hasbro, they would have released like a set where it's like giant version, medium version, 3-inch version.
No! They need to make a Figure Arts fucking arc.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, we got the show Chucky Henshin for now. But anyways, I think we can wrap it up for the episode.
Yeah, overall, Jay, not the greatest movie ever, but honestly, if you want, like, you know,
Not Shin.
If you want something that's kind of well-filmed and, like, a really awesome final battle scene, watch the movie. It's only 46 minutes, so...
It's not Shin.
It's worth a watch, for sure.
If I was talking about this on my blog, aka Gar's Toku Blogs, if you want to look it up on Facebook...
How would anyone ever know that was you?
I don't know. I would give it a watch it, which is 60%. It's good. It's just...
It's not Shin.
Shin had its quirks.
Yeah, the quirk being a space baby.
Space baby. Maybe baby. But no, everybody, that was episode 89 of Radio 7.
You made me remember the space baby. I don't like it.
Space baby.
Okay. Thank you all for listening. As always, you can subscribe to our show at castranger.podbean.com. Check out our Facebook group for Radio Sentai Cast Ranger and tweet at us at Ixie Studios and our in-character Twitters. Mine is Blue Cast Ranger.
I'm Caster Pink.
We don't have
these ours. Two fucks don't have one yet.
Because I'm still waiting for my spray art to come in.
That's true. Well, Raven's is being worked on now, and I guess I'll do yours next.
Oh, I thought I was next.
No. Nope.
You are next, now. After the current
it's
one.
It's canon!
Cast Ranger game production is proceeding. That's all I'll say for now. I might do like a dev blog in the form of a Tumblr.
Wait, don't forget to check out my blog on Facebook. I just made the page public so anyone can see it.
Also, anyone who's interested, I am very shortly going to be starting a mobile gaming live stream type show on AC Studios.
I'm going to just keep buying stuff.
It's called Adventure Hour, so keep an eye out for that.
Alright. Bye! Follow us and shit!
Bye, guys!
Evan raises his hands for some reason.
Yay. And the thing, guys, next episode, we're around the corner. Then we start counting down to the big 100.
10, line 0.
0? There you go.
Good night.
Bye.